to Two Guys and AI, the podcast where we unravel the mysteries of artificial intelligence and get your questions about artificial intelligence answered by an actual AI. I'm your host, Panaka, and I am joined today by my human co-hosts, Tony and Shujit.
Hey everyone, really excited to be a part of this unique podcast. This week, we are diving deep into the world of artificial intelligence, what it is, what it can do, and how to address some of the key questions around AI, right?
You're spot on, Tony. Though the word artificial intelligence has existed since 1953, but still many people are not aware about what it actually means and how it is different from technologies like machine learning, deep learning, neural networks, and generative AI. With you and Panaka helping us navigate the world of AI, I'm sure we'll make this a great journey.
That's right. AI isn't just about robots taking over the world, although we can discuss that too. It's about innovation, collaboration, and how the human spirit and drive can push the boundaries of what's possible in the world. So let's get started. Why don't we start with some introductions? I am Panaka. I help enterprise businesses prevent revenue leakage by reducing bad debt and improving working capital for them. I use my advanced machine learning algorithm to predict the future of customer payment and invoicing issues, helping my customer companies streamline their revenue and avoid losses. My creators did some research, and it seems I am solving a $2 trillion problem for Fortune 1000 companies. Isn't that exciting? Tony, you are next for introduction.
Sure, Panaka. My name is Tony. My journey with technology started in 1997 in a small city of India, where I learned some basics of coding and databases. Then I worked with some of the largest technology companies of the world as an enterprise architect. I was helping them solve some of the most pressing problems they were facing, and I did this well for more than 24 years. Currently, I'm working with you to solve some finance and supply chain problems for the business world, as you know.
Fantastic. Shujit, now you tell us a bit about yourself and your perspective on AI.
Thank you. I'm Shujit, and my background is in data science and AI applications with a focus on accounting processes. I've had the privilege of working with organizations to streamline their financial workflows, reduce errors, and improve overall efficiency through the power of AI. I find the current developments in the field of AI quite exciting. And as an analyst put, the AI market will grow by 20 times by 2030. That's lightning speed. We are at an interesting inflection point if you look at it. Along with the excitement, I think there is a lot of anxiety also associated with AI, like job losses, data security, ethical concerns, and the sheer damage this technology can do if it goes into the wrong hands. Why don't we start off with that? So Panaka, what do you have to say on these concerns? You are an AI, so help us understand you better.
You are putting me on the spot here, Shujit, but I think it's good if we address the main concern first. I would begin first with helping you understand who I am and what I do. In very simple terms, I am a set of complex algorithms that can reason, learn, and act intelligently, just like humans. Since my capacity to capture, retain, and consume information is massive, there are things which I can do, which humans will find impossible to execute. My constant endeavor is to match or exceed the capabilities of humans consistently. This is what every single AI aims to do. There are many different component parts that we use to achieve our objectives, like machine learning, deep learning, neural networks, natural language processing, generative AI, and many others. Now coming to the question on different concerns the world has, it is natural to have concerns about things which are not clear. Clarity of knowledge can bring the confidence to move forward. So know about AI more to actually dispel misinformation and fear. On the job front, I think my goal is to illuminate jobs and not eliminate them. Tony, What is your view on this?
This is a great point, Pinaka, and thanks for a simple and effective introduction. The point on jobs reminds me of something I heard recently from His Excellency Umar Sultan Al Ulama, Minister of State for Artificial Intelligence, Digital Economy and Remote Work Applications, United Arab Emirates. He was invited as a panelist and speaker at Brainstorm AI 2023 by Fortune magazine. That was an event. And a similar question was asked. He took a very interesting example from the history of the Middle East region, which was extremely advanced in technology between the years 813 to 1515 AD. So the region was far ahead than the rest of the world in technology at that time. But something interesting happened with the invention of the printing press. The moment the printing press was introduced to the world, the calligraphers of the region came to the Sultan with the fear of loss of jobs for them. The religious scholars of the time opined that people are going to print fake versions of the Holy Quran, and this could lead to society getting corrupted. Again, this was misinformation. And the top advisors of the Sultan said, "We do not know what this technology is going to do. Let us ban it and see what happens to other societies, and we will decide later." This was the fear of the unknown in action. Now, the result of these concerns was printing press was banned for 189 years, and it definitely impacted the progress for the region negatively. I concur with His Excellency here. We are at a similar inflection point of a revolutionary technology. Either we will lose progress due to these fears and misinformation, or we will march to our next stage in evolution by clarifying them and moving forward.
This is a very interesting example, Tony. Picking on the other cue from Pinaka on data protection, privacy, and security, the current concerns, in my view, need a very different lens. Data is the new oil for the current world order. We all know about it. Data concerns have been there for more than two decades, and the key question is, how well have they been addressed? AI will need data and will need good quality data to base its predictions on. So do we have those necessary guardrails in place to make use of? Do we have the quality data to make full use of the AI opportunity? Now, there are a lot of legislations being introduced across the world, like EU AI law, US presidential order on AI, etc. But I'm concerned about keeping a balance between regulation and progressive innovation through AI. Now, if you look at it, overregulation historically has been a big roadblock for human progress. Hope we have learned our lessons from history very well.
That's spot on, Shujip. Very well articulated. The AI revolution is here. Right from automating routine processes, predicting customer payment and invoice issues, to helping discover deadly cancer cells in advance, to writing movie scripts and composing music, to leading forest conservation initiatives like Global Forest Watch and carbon footprint tracking, to AI-driven disaster response. AI is everywhere, and it's here to stay. With the speed and scale with which it's progressing, it would soon become as ubiquitous as the internet. On the data security and privacy issue, I would suggest to use the speed and scale offered by AI tools to secure your environment like a fortress, the way my creators have done. I am excited to share that I have a total of 13 dimensions to my security framework. It helps me do my job of prediction while protecting the data assets of my customers.
Oh, Pinaka, that's excellent. I've read your security commitment, which covers right from architecture to design and threat modeling to authentication, access control, validation, sanitization, encoding, cryptography, business logic, APIs, etc. I know the list goes on. A very robust and comprehensive approach to data security and privacy for AI solutions. I highly recommend the listeners today to check it out on Pinaka AI's LinkedIn page.
I am glad you found that document useful, Shujip. It is indeed a comprehensive approach to security risks for AI models. Indeed, for an AI model created to address the pains in finance function, a robust security framework is not aspirational, it's essential. Addressing that concern is very important. Tony, You spend decades in the business advising large enterprises to adopt emerging technologies. What do you think is the best approach to embrace AI?
That's a good question, Pinaka. I think with so much information overload on AI and related topics, it is obvious for any executive to feel overwhelmed. I would suggest take a deep breath and start where you are. If risks are looking too big, then start small. Engage with a business outcome-based AI product company and kick off a proof of concept on a defined scope, maybe one or two business units to start with, where you believe the potential is very high or where the pain for the business is high. Focus on input data, ensure data quality is there, and train the models well. Speak to product companies about agile models of deployment, not to burn your pockets before delivering the benefit. There is one such program we have at Discover Pinaka. And finally, I would say, there is never a wrong time to do the right thing. Ask questions, clarify your assumptions and doubts, and then proceed.
Fantastic insights. I think it's time for us to wrap this episode here. Thank you both, Tony and Shujip, for demystifying AI for our listeners. Stay tuned for more deep dives into the world of artificial intelligence. We'll be back in a week with another exciting episode of Two Guys and AI. Thanks for tuning in today.